I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels like it's buzzing around our heads more than ever, embracing imperfection. I mean, let's be real, between social media highlight reels and the pressure to always be on, it can feel impossible to even breathe without being judged. But what if I told you there's a powerful philosophy that can actually help us thrive in this messy world? That's right, we're talking Stoicism, baby. And not just some dusty, ancient texts, we're pulling out the practical wisdom that helps us turn those failures into stepping stones, and yeah, maybe even laugh a little along the way. So buckle up, because this episode is about to drop some serious knowledge bombs on how to ditch the fear of messing up and actually become more resilient, confident, and yes, even happier in the face of, well, life. First things first. Let's shatter that myth that Stoicism is all about being emotionless robots. Think Superman chilling in his fortress of solitude, not exactly relatable, right? Stoicism is more like having a superpower called inner peace. It's about understanding that we can't control everything around us, but we can control our reactions to it. Ever felt like you were riding an emotional roller coaster, going from sky-high excitement to rock-bottom despair in a matter of minutes? Stoics call that living outside your circle of control. They say focus on what you can influence, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude, and let go of the rest. That's not saying life won't throw curveballs, it just means you'll be able to catch them with a little more grace. Speaking of control, remember that famous story about the potter? He shapes the clay, but the clay itself isn't perfect. There are cracks, imperfections, and sometimes even complete disasters. But the potter embraces those flaws, because they're part of the process. Think about it like this. Every failure is just an opportunity to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Don't get stuck in that I mess up spiral instead. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And here's the secret weapon: practice gratitude. Seriously. Stoics believe in focusing on the good things in life, even when things are tough. It's like having an inner compass that points towards positivity. So next time you're feeling down, take a minute to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day. How funny, I mean, come on, we all need those. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. This sounds great, Logan, but how do I actually do this? That's where Stoic exercises come in. Think of them like mental workouts that help strengthen your resilience and inner peace. One classic example is negative visualization. It might sound a bit gloomy, but trust me, it's powerful. Imagine the worst-case scenario: losing your job, having a car break down, and then actively visualize yourself coping with it calmly and effectively. You'll be surprised how much less scary those what-ifs become when you face them head-on. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've poured your heart into it, practiced till you sound like a broken record, maybe not, and now the day arrives. Suddenly, your stomach is in knots, your mind races with doubts, and you feel that familiar wave of anxiety washing over you. But wait. This isn't the end, this is where Stoicism kicks in. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that your preparation is done, and focus on delivering your message with clarity and confidence. Sure, you might stumble over a word or two, but you'll recover gracefully because you've trained your mind to stay calm under pressure. That's the power of Stoicism. It helps you not just survive, but thrive in those moments that really test you. Remember, folks, this isn't about being perfect. It's about becoming more resilient, adaptable, and ultimately happier. Stoicism is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, challenges, and days when you feel like throwing in the towel. But remember, every stumble is an opportunity to learn, grow, and become even stronger. So go out there, embrace those imperfections, and show the world what true wisdom warriors are made of. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of Stoic inspiration. And as always, thanks for listening to Wisdom Warriors, your daily dose of truth, insights, and just plain awesome conversation. We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.